This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Contest time. Did the pause give it away? Be caller 5 at 716-221-4WGR. That's 4947 to win a pair of tickets to see Disturbed with special guests Daughtry and Nothing More at KeyBank Center Friday, April 4th. You're free. You don't have to look. Courtesy of Live Nation, tickets went on sale this morning at Ticketmaster.com. You're free on April 4th.
It's a little early for Sabres playoffs. Yeah, that's right.
Right, there's probably there could be a game, a regular season
right,
game,
right? But yeah,
that will have high importance.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it could be to clinch the division or something.
How bad is it? What's DEFCON? DEFCON 2 already? 3? Can we make it 3? 6 games? Can we make it at least 3? 2 is worse than 3 on the DEFCON.
I'm gonna go with a 2. I'm gonna go 2. Yeah. Yeah, it's the same. Man, we should be able to swear when we're talking about them.
So much has changed, but not that.
We gotta be better at the start, and managing pucks and
managing pucks.
Oh my God,
puck managing.
It's just so. I don't know. You know how I sounded on Wednesday. Right? Like, I 2 weeks ago was the opener in Prague, right? 2 weeks ago Friday, yeah.
Today, yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, man, brutal, not a lot to say, just familiar. Saturday was worse, and then, the home opener, they played well. They beat Florida, okay, look at this road trip. I don't think any of these teams have to be better. They're outclassing. I know Crosby, Malkin, Letang, whatever. I don't think the Penguins are very good. Go get going. And so Wednesday gets away from them. Last night, Columbus.
Ugh.
I mean, Levi, mix in a save. I mean, anything. Can you just give me something?
I saw the expected goals chart. It was like Columbus should have had 2.
Yeah. He had a brutal night. And, it's not on him. I know. But just, oh, my gosh. Just everything. Everything. The third period starts, I think, at the late goal from Power, 4-3. Like, okay, this isn't a good team. Like, you can do this. 15 seconds into the third period, and, I'm still simmering down from that, and I gotta get, look at how happy everybody is for Kulik when he scored last period. Like, I'm not ready for that right now. This game was 4-3. I thought they're going to win it, and it's 5-3 now, 15 seconds into the period. I don't want to see high fives on the bench for a goal that happened an hour ago. Just, oh my God, just so frustrating. That's not exactly about the performance, I know, but whatever. Just, it's so annoying. And then the game, Lindy after the game seemed to me, I mean, it's been a while since we've experienced Lindy in this role, like head coach of the Buffalo Sabres. He's the guy standing with the backdrop behind him with Paul asking him questions after the game. It's still kind of surreal, but okay. And he just seemed like, I don't even know what the hell they were doing. That's how he said. He didn't say that, but that's what his face looked like to me. We weren't doing that a couple games ago. What are we doing?
Don't you wonder right now what he's thinking?
Yes, that's what I'm suggesting. Yeah, what did I bite off here? What kind of band of brothers is this exactly? I mean,
does he have the appetite?
Yeah, to really get after them?
To dig in and...
Yeah, I hope so, because, man...
If not, it'll be over soon.
Yeah, accountability and all this stuff. Like, we're six games in, and I'm getting, they came at us hard. Oh, my God, shut up! You finally put a good shift together to start the second period. Who takes a penalty in the offensive zone 150 feet from his own net? Alex Tuch, with an A on his chest. What are you doing? I don't want to go with absolutes about heart and determination and grit and desire, but they checked no boxes last night with that effort, in my opinion, none. And it's game six of a new era with a legend behind the bench, and I get dial tone out of them. I guess I was ready to go on them. I didn't realize it when I walked in the door, but... What just happened? Did you crack the door open and I'm screaming?
Did I even say anything?
You alluded to them.
I was just giving away Daughtry tickets.
I know. I don't know. I
say KeyBank Center and April 4th. And you're like, oh, the playoffs.
April 4th. April 4th.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I guess I was on the
Bison season will be well underway by then.
I was perched on the top rope all day waiting for you to refer to April, which is close to when the hockey playoffs start, and then I'm the rock flying off the top rope now.
Wow.
With
has the show ever sounded
elbow.
Older? Has the show ever sounded older?
Just what a... They got to say something after, but how about you perform? How about you're ready to play Columbus? How about a guy who's got like five career goals not dancing around your D and roofing it on your goalie prodigy Jedi Knight guy? How about that? This Olivier, you know who he is? He's got was throwing bombs with Matt Rempe last spring. And he, like... it was Malenstein because Clifton got caught up ice, and so he's not a defenseman, and it goes through his skates. It's like just goons scoring on me. Goons! Columbus goons!
Columbus goons.
Columbus goons, get the cannons firing. Come on! I want to love them. Wednesday, I'm like, road trip. They get. I even tweaked it with the get to 500, 3-3-1. Come back from this trip, like, okay, you can do this. Nope.
No, that's right. That was the word right there. Nope.
Nope.
Not going to happen. Chicago tomorrow.
All right, sorry.
What a miserable start, though.
I need a drink of water.
Mostly, the return of Lindy Ruff was sentimental. It was enough. It was credible enough. It's not like it has to end badly, but so far, credible enough to buy into.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly, I just kind of want to go back into the arena and look at him and pretend it's 2009 or something, you know? Already, kind of that's been ruined.
Yeah.
Already.
I hear you.
They played two home games, and Dallas is here on Tuesday, which Dallas is good.
Yeah.
And I'm not expecting to want to go in there and just feel good about the old days.
We got the email about tickets here. Like, hey, we got some tickets, first come, first serve sort of thing. It's nice. We're fortunate to have that opportunity. I deleted it without even thinking about it because of that. I'm like, I don't want to be in there right now. I just don't.
Six games.
Like, if Dallas is good, and that's a game that could very much be like one of these games from last year where it's 2-0 before the first TV timeout, and like, I was at a game like that last year. I left while the game was like midway through the second. Like, I gotta go.
Yeah, I did that for McDavid.
I don't want to be in here. And so, like, already, right? My kid, Owen, look, I did not give him any of the speech about like how I was feeling about this season before it started. Like when we talked before the season started, I'm like, I don't know, I'm just not in a good place. He's really excited. Like Lindy's back, you know. Yeah, you know, the goaltending stabilized. Like he's excited. I'm like, okay, you know, let's see what happens. Last night, he gets up really early to go to work, but it's not even the first intermission. Like I'm going to bed. I can't do this. It's so hard, and it's not
2-0.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, I don't know whatever it was. It's all a blur. I just so
no kidding.
So frustrating, and like they didn't, you know, create a 13 or 14 year playoff drought last night, or even with these first six games. But good luck. What you're hearing here from me in the last 10 minutes is 13 years going on 14.
Going on 60.
I know it's not fair. But it's impossible at this point for me to separate it anymore. It's the same dudes saying the same crap about accountability and better efforts and being smarter and stronger on pucks and all this. The power play's 0-for-17, and they're giving up goals 30% of the time when they're shorthanded. It's amazing they won a game. Like, thank God Barkov and Tkachuk didn't play, because this team could easily be 0-6.
Or Bobrovsky.
Right. Oh, my God. Just... How many names on that Columbus roster did you even recognize?
Monahan.
I mean, right. Jenner's hurt. The goalie's hurt. It's a bunch of your names here. It's Olivier.
Yeah, that's an actor. It's not, I mean, that's the Olivier I know.
Just really tough.
Football Friday on WGR brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, start your game day the Crosby's way. We'll get around the league here. I think it'll be the NFL after a timeout. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.